gorgeous, yeah.
What was it like to move into such a beautiful new educational facility?
For me, it was like heaven because I had an art room. See, the Adelsons really liked my program. I had both of their kids and every year. And they just wanted it to be the kind of a place where really we could do a lot of stuff. So it was no holds barred. And I had an art room that was the envy of any art teacher. It included an outdoor art studio. Wow. It was like a covered patio that had some lights in it, so that like in the evening, if we wanted to have a little art thing, you know, we could do that, and we did. I had a bank of computers, I think 10 or 12 Mac computers, so that I could teach photography.
Wonderful.
I had one, two, three. I mean, it wouldn't mean anything to an ordinary person, but I had about four sinks. Mm-hmm. In the old building, they converted a classroom into the art room for me. It was so small that I had to always walk sideways like this. So, it was pretty funny, and there was only one.
That's a
sink.
Very funny demonstration. Yeah. Too. I like that. Too bad that we can't be seen.
Right. Only one sink in the whole room.
Oh my!
You know. Uh-huh. So.
And that's important in cleaning up.
Oh
and,
my gosh! For everything, yeah. For everything. So actually, the art room expanded from that one little tiny, you know, classroom, which is a regular. It was a regular classroom. Then they decided that they would give me a double classroom, and that was incredible. And then to go into heaven at this, you know, new building, there are actually two art rooms. Each of them were equally large. Closets. In fact, I took one of the closets. There's usually no such thing as an empty closet in an art room. But I took one of them, and I took all of my art books, and I donated them to the school, and I made an art library inside the closet.
Oh, wow.
So that's where I'm going to look for the the book of the Las Vegas Centennial.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's in there.
So you left behind a wall.
Yeah.
You talked about that before we started this recording.
Yeah.
Recording. This might be a good place to tell me the story of the wall that I took those pictures of.
Okay. What happened was that I saw an announcement somewhere that part of the Las Vegas Centennial celebration was going to include 100 murals around the town. And that if any group was interested, they could apply for a mural. I thought, what a cool thing. So I filled out an application. You had to say what the theme was going to be. And I said, the Jewish contribution to Las Vegas. I was sure they were going to turn it down, but they didn't. They accepted it. And so I took my older kids, the 7th and 8th graders. They did the research for the project, and they made the whole design of it. They put it on the wall of a multi-purpose room that was being used as a theater, an auditorium, everything. They drew it on the wall. Then some of the kids in the lower grades helped to paint in the lower areas where there was ground and stuff like that. And everybody watched the progress of this mural. It took us, I think it was 8 months to complete. Was every day we were out with the mural. And it was so exciting. The kids got to go on ladders, you know, that was like a really big deal. And the way the research worked, the way it was incorporated into the mural design is kind of interesting. There was, and you can't see it in the pictures that I gave you, but the center of the mural was a Jewish star, and every other point of the star was a dove of peace. And then, I'm not exactly sure what this is over here, but we kind of did our version of the strip in the middle, but it was only with the Jewish buildings. I mean, the buildings that were owned by Jewish mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you know, we had the Venetian and the Wynn. The Encore was not built at that time. And we had the Mirage and Bellagio because the connection with Steve Wynn originally. So, anyway, they learned about all of that. And then we had various points of the star. This is the media. It turns out that the TV was really Jewish. It was owned by Jewish people. Mm-hmm. And what was this? I wish I could see better. But they had a lot of details that you might not have thought of as belonging to the Jews. This slot machine was all the Jewish businesses in the area. And there was real estate and doctors and, you know, stuff like that. Then the left side was a roulette wheel. And there were hamsas on it. But the outside of the roulette wheel, all the white spaces were the names of each congregation.
Oh.
Now, you might be able to see that. Well, you can't. It's very, very small.
Yeah.
Can't see it.